Okay, so we had started last time, whenever that was, defining tzibur, and we noted that you know, prima facie, there are two ways to understand tzibur. One is as a corporate entity, which Ellie doesn't believe in. He thinks is stupid. He thinks the fact that it exists in every legal system in the world nowadays is ridiculous. What?
No. I said it's stupid that once no one's in the corporate entity, the corporate entity alone thinks.
Well, that's what a corporation means. Right? Okay. In math, I think it's called a null set, but that's fine. And then there's the possibility that, no, it is the sum of its parts. Now, right, the first place to look, we, again, just to quickly summarize, was the Machlokes in Shkalim, where you, the Kohanim, Rav Machlokes, Rav Yehuda ben, maybe I'll just read it again, Amar Rav Yehuda, hey, it ben Bukhri, biavne kol kohen sheshokal eino chotei. Rav Yehuda had said from Ben Bukhri that a Kohen who gives to Machzor Shekel does not sin, but Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lo, kel kocheiro shokel chote, el shkoharim dorshim mikra ze latzman, kol mincha kohen kelo tiyeh, lo tochal ho, va omer shtei alechem, lechem aponim, shalonu heyach, ne'acholim. And the Mishnah continues and no, it's the opposite. You really have to give. The Kohanim have to give, but the Kohanim have this argument, which they say, no, we don't have to give, and if we give, it would mess everything up. Because a minchat kohen is kula kalil, it's totally burnt, and therefore if we would participate by giving money, then what would happen? It would turn every, you know, the omer, let's say, into a minchas kohen, and it wouldn't be allowed to be eaten, the shtei lechem. Sorry, not the omer, the shtei lechem lechem apanim. And in the Yerushalmi connects this to the halacha of Ein Tzibur Mesa. Right, that Ein Tzibur Mesa, which we saw in number 8, right, we skipped around a little bit, where that's the context there is why it is that normally the halacha is that if a kohen, if a baal of a chatas dies, so the chatas dies, but it's not true of a tzibur. How is it not true of a tzibur? Right, someone might die in it. And the answer is because Ein Tzibur Mesa, and part of this discussion in the Bavli was also that because of this, the ability of Tzibur to do this, right, it's also Mechaper possibly in people who already died, right? And the Gemara had explicitly distinguished between Achatvas Hashutvin and Achatas Tzibur. I noted that there are Shitos and Achatas Hashutvin in a Mesa, but we pass in Chatos Hashud in Mesa, but Chatos Tzibur ain't a Mesa, right? So how could it be that Tzibur is different than Shutvin, right? So again, the simplest shot is suggested is that, well, if Tzibur isn't viewed as just a huge conglomerate, but it's viewed as a corporate entity, so then that makes sense that it's not Shutvin. If it's really just the sum of its parts, so then why is it distinct from Shutvin? Okay. Now, I noted that Rashi, in number 10, doesn't seem to take this position. Right? He says, "Da'avagav de mesa tzibur lo azla misa chatas didhu v'dilma miyute avu v'haydach sev v'rabi mikohanim." Which Rashi I wonder if we're medayik from? You know, we'll leave it for now. This is all stuff we did, so I'm not going to try to find where I was medayik it from Rashi. Okay. It's just, we're never kidding. Okay, so let's go back to the first side of the page, okay? So, in Bartanura, right, the Bartanura says in 4 that he thinks that really what's the issue? Kamashlan Dana Chote Lefishu Moser also Magashekel Tzibur Ligamre Fashin Shem Ligmur Lamasro Yafal. He just thinks that it's more technical. Right? The problem is that we want it to be given over to the Tzibur. Right? Now he seems to view this a little bit differently, right? It's not necessarily that it's a corporate entity, because we're not worried about the Kohen being there. The question is there a chashash that the Kohen won't actually give it over and will want to maintain individual bailus? Right? As opposed to, now he might believe that you can, that it becomes part of the corporate entity, but he doesn't think it's automatic, right? He thinks that's the that's one way of reading what he's saying. But it seems like what he thinks is that it really is some sort of shutfus. And if you look, latzman lahana asan, this is where he's totally clear of what he means. V'lav drashahi, the davka b'minchas kohen levado amar kra kolil tiyeh. It's only a mincha of a kohen himself that it gets burnt. V'lo ba'osa sheyesh lo shutfas im atzibor. Right, he uses the word very explicitly, and not if you are shutuf in the with the tzibor.
Yeah, but does he also hold if it's like two kohanim? It would be two kohanim and one yisrael, one kohen and one yisrael.
So presumably he would say that you're right. He probably doesn't think it's a normal shutfas, right? Probably not. Right, because you're right. A Kohen and a Yisrael, presumably that
gets burnt.
What?
That gets burnt.
Presumably, right, that gets burnt. But he'll say, but still, in the end of the day, okay, the Tzibur is like, okay, it's, I don't know. It's a Shutfus. It's just like, I don't know, it's Batel Barov, maybe? I don't know. Right, but it is a shutfus. It's like a middle ground, right? It's not a corporate entity, right? It's pretty clear, right? This is a form of shutfus,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's shutfus with a tzibur. It's just the type of shutfus doesn't cause problems. Again, I don't know why. Maybe it's batel, right? Right? And you'll say, batel, you know, what about two right? Two Yisrael live in one kohen. I don't know, right? Or maybe it's you need batel be'elef. I don't know what exactly he's conceptualizing, or batel, right? In a million, You know, he could just be thinking very technically. Someone once asked Rav Lichtenstein, are you allowed to drink water on Pesach?
Yeah.
Why? Because the halacha is that chametz eino batel afilu be'elef. And, you know, presumably someone once threw a piece of bread into the kineret to do tashlich or something. Right? It's not batel afilu be'elef. Right? Right, so it's not batel, so the water is aser. Right, you should have to filter it separately or whatever, or put take it. Now, to be fair, there are I have a cousin who's Chabad. I don't know if it's all Chabad, but I have a cousin who's Chabad. They are literally machmir for this, and therefore the halacha is that all chametz is in batel on Pesach, but before Pesach it is batel. Right, so they literally will not drink water unless they had it in their house. And they bring in like hundreds of water bottles before Pesach, and their mavata, whatever chametz is in it, because then it is batel be'elef, and that's the only thing they drink. And they use it for cooking and everything. Like they won't use. So you could come up with that. But Rav Lichtenstein said to the guy, "Look, there's bittel, and then there's it doesn't exist. Like there, he like it's hard to figure out exactly where that line is, right?" What?
I would assume that wouldn't apply to most drinks.
Oh yeah, it was everything. Like the guy was just like, you know,
like,
maybe those are filtered out. I don't know.
Like, I don't think like there's chametz.
I mean, they're using water there also. You know, like, yeah.
I also factually don't think there's any pieces of chametz in there.
What?
Like factually, molecule wise, I don't think there's any pieces of chametz in the water.
Well, chametz, but you could say, oh, but it's not batel. So Rulchan's teacher said, look, you don't know what the gvul is, but at some level, yeah, so someone once threw a crumb into the, you know, the kineret to do tashlich, right? Like, that is batel. This is the kineret. This is not chametz. No one looks at it and says, oh, that's a mixture of chametz and water, right? You look at it and say, it's the kineret, right? It's the ocean, I don't know, whatever it is, right? There has to be it. So maybe that's what, you know, the bartender is imagining, that it should fit, like, the Kohen is batel. I don't know if any shutfus would be big enough to do it, but when it's the tzibur, it is big enough, right, to be mavatel the Kohen, right? Because at some point, like, whatever, yeah, it's a shutfus, but like, you know, it could be, you know, again, I don't have a gvul to that. I don't know exactly when you would get there, but maybe that's what he means. Okay, I gave you three grizzes, because the grizz touches on this point. You know, we'll see what he says, okay? So, in Erech and Dalet, he's talking about this Gemara, because this Gemara appears in several places. Sorry, this Mishnah. This Mishnah appears in several places, right? The Kohanim Dersh and Latzman.
Okay.
So, on that line, the Kolmin Chas Kohen Kalil, Tielos Ochel, Hov, Omer Vechule, Shalonuheim, Leachem Necholim, etc. Virashi, V'imanu Shoklin L'lishka, Yimtein Min Chas Omer Shtelechem L'chamonim, Mishalonu Vehech Necholim. Right? He quotes the Gemara and the Rashi, or the Mishnah and the Rashi, really. V'tzarech Beir. And then he says, right, this is the second line. Karin and Bezeh, the call Minchat Kohen, Lefi Ta'utam, Afshi Minchat Sibor Belosh Shiklehem. Mikol Makom, Mechavan Shiyesh, Lekohen Chelikba, Avim Enam Shoklin, Halin Karmanot Sibor. He said, I don't understand the logic. Right? And that is the grizzly shitaso. Right? He says, wait a second. By karbanot, things go by bailus or by kapara? By monetary bailus or by kapara? Remember the grizz. Bailus is defined by mitkaprim.
Right, except for the redeeming.
Correct. Right? And he says, wait a second. Even l'shitasam, everyone agrees that karbanot tzibur are brought on behalf of Gantz Klal Yisrael, including the Kohanim. So what?
Than had to pay.
He's like, so what was the b'meir vachda? Right? Now I could answer the question, right, with my chiddush.
Don't get counted in the kapara.
No, remember my chiddush?
Oh.
Right? Was that mincha might be different. Right, because mincha is defined as a matana, right? It's mehus is a matana. It might actually be about vaylos, right? And that was how I explained the Gemara in Sota, right? Where the Gemara says that when it comes to the minchas eshes kohen, even though she's the mitkaperet, he's considered the bailim, or might be considered the bailim, right? Right, so you see that my mincha might be unique, and since the two cases that we're talking about are uniquely mincha, that might be a good raya to my position, that it's only by mincha, right?
And this question would never exist by a carbon seed.
Well, by carbon it wouldn't matter, because it's not kula kol anyways, right? The Kohen halacha only applies by mincha,
oh, okay.
Right? Which I argued is a function of the fact that that mincha is in that way. So I could just answer and say, well, it works according to me, but according to the Grizz, who kol kulo takes the position that bailus is about miskaprim, so he says, I don't understand. Right? What does it help that they didn't contribute money?
Right.
They're the miskaprim. So he says, "Mikomakom came in the mamon shalom mitzar hamamon levad karin mezev kolman chas kohen vechulei." Mikomakom kan ein mosiv yoser b'mashe yavi shiklo. The regam ashkolim heim shel tibur. The gama kohenu me tibur v'yeshol chela gama mamon. You're not adding anything. Contribute, don't contribute. You're part of the tibur. Imkein sarach iun imkik shemevi shiklo shayech lomar baze kolman chas kohen mipnei chelko. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. It doesn't make sense if I skipped the line. Right. Umazem Mosif Shim Shoklan Arab Kholovin Min Khasibur Vihine Bisota Baishis Kohen. Af Shabikaparas Haminha in the Balshum Shaikhos, Mikom Kem Shaman Shalomitsara Mamon the Vakarin Baby Zev Khomin Khasko, and that was the proof I brought.
Right.
The Mincha might be different. Mikomakum Kane Mosif Yosir Mashi Yavishiklo. Said here it doesn't add anything. Now this is where I think it's interesting, because I could have just said, well, maybe Mincha's unique. That's what you learned from the Sota case. Right?
Over here, they didn't teach the actual specific case by Sota. Therefore,
but he thinks it's unique by Sota. The regama shkalim heim shel tzibur, regama kohenu me'at tzibur, v'yeshu chel gama mamod. But then he says, I don't think that's true, because even if you want to say that, right, there is a din mamod, here he thinks that you have a chelik in the mamod too. Right? Like, whether or not you happen to pay taxes this year, right, you are, right?
Couldn't I say it's not true?
You could, but the Grizz, right, is very into, right, is very into this notion. So therefore, I don't know what to do with this. Right. So the first one, he just throws his hands up in the air and says, I don't know. Right? Second one.
Stencils.
What?
So they're stencils, okay.
Now again, I think the answer might be that this might be unique to Mincha, right? It might be unique to Mincha, and therefore that's what he's adding,
right?
Now you could say, right? You could say it differently and say that's not true, right? You are the miskaper, but the money isn't yours, right? You could say that, right? Right, that's what you wanted to say, right?
If you don't pay, you don't get miskaper either. It sucks to be you.
Oh, so that's wrong.
Why is that wrong?
So I wasn't going to do this yet. So I wasn't going to do this yet, but I'll skip to why that's wrong, right? Because who is obviously a miskaper and doesn't pay?
The melech.
Women.
Shoot.
And children. Right? Right? Women and children. Right? But this brings me to one of the classic nafkaminas to the Shaila, which is right a very right. So one of the achrainish chakiras nafkaminas that comes up from this question of is it tibor a corporate entity or is it some of its parts is look at 13. Rabbi Kivi Eiger has a very strange shita, which is gam lo matzina daasei sheshavah chol kodem laasei sheshavah chol. Right, with brachos ha'yeh levanav shnei tefilos mincha musa mincha kodem letadir. Velo nakir atam de mincha shavah b'chol anashim chayav z'tefilos musa v'ein shavah b'chol d'lachar nir de nashim peturos mitfilos musaf came in the nashim lo yushoklos v'ein lamchilek b'karbanos tibor. Rabbi Kivi Eiger says not true. Right, he goes in Eli's direction. And he says, no, women don't daven musaf. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever seen women walk out during musaf? No, you've never seen it.
I've never seen women daven.
Never seen it.
What?
I've seen it.
They just leave musaf?
Yeah.
Oh, they're Rabbi Kivi Eiger just. Okay. Leave musaf. The women who are already in shul, they leave for musaf.
Well, they have the little talking crew outside the shul.
They're not
like, have you seen people like say, I like davening, but I leave Dafka Musaf because Rabbi Kivi Eiger says.
No, usually it's the bum one who leaves Musaf because they want to talk outside of shul.
Oh, good, fine. So, according to. Right? So, Rabbi Kivi Eiger comes up with this Kiddush. Rabbi Kivi Eiger says, like Eli, which is, if you don't pay, you're not mitkafer. And therefore, women who aren't chayavot, right? Right. Get no kapara in any karbanot tzibur, and therefore they're not chayav in musaf.
Oh, wow. I wasn't going to say that. Sorry.
I know you weren't going to say that, but that's the logical conclusion of this whole analysis. And everybody says women don't have musaf. And what do all the later acharonim push back on him and say?
That's not true.
No, it's a corporate entity, right? So they just say no, right? You contribute the money, but the karban is brought on behalf of the tzibur. Now, you could just give a technicality and say, no, it is shutvin, but look, I can, you know, the way we set it up is that the tax, right, one person per household pays taxes, right? Now, of course, you'll get into questions. Okay, what about, right, a woman who's not part of that, whatever.
But can't I just say that God's given them that power even though they don't pay, and it doesn't, that's men?
You could.
For whatever reason, they have to pay anyways. I don't know. But,
yeah. No, of course, you could say, look, if you're not chayev, so then you get kapara without paying. But if you're chayev, the fact that you are not paying is dereliction, and therefore you don't get kapara in a chanami. You could do that. But if you look in 14, right? I don't know what this was, but I found the line. He just quotes a bunch of sources. I didn't bother, you know. I didn't want to. You can't copy them, so it's just not worth my time, right? He notes that many acharonim didn't like this. The Amudei Or said, "Hiksha sheim kain lemandam or leviim inim shoklim mikadal kol over lo yitzchayvu betfilas samusafin." So leviim also, according to some shitas, they don't give shekel, so I can also leave before musaf, right? And Mati can also leave, which all, you know, will all not go.
That's a good point.
Right, but the Chazanish said this is just not true.
Is the Vim aren't chayv to pay?
What?
The Vim aren't chayv
to pay. There is a Shita.
Oh.
Right, saying, party.
We said the Darshan for themselves don't have to pay.
Yeah, there is
wrong.
Such a Shita. Whatever. Okay.
Well, that's not Rabbi Akiva.
Whatever.
Shita.
No, it's not. But the Chazanish says, what do you mean? The Chazanish clearly doesn't take the position. He says, look, the carbon seaver sheshachtu shem isha shena shokeles lachadu shinoi bailim. Right, if you shech the carbon, have in mind a woman who didn't give a shekel, it's not called shiloi bailim. The gam nashim miskaprim carbon seaver share seirim mechaperes al tumas mikdash kadashav yidan reishuas vada yish gam nashim miskaprim. So that's how things work, right? It's miskaper everyone. That's just how it works. That's just life. And again, the way I heard it from my Rebbeim is that, yeah, because Rabbi Kivi Eiger is assuming shutvin, right? If you just assume corporate entity, right, there's no kasha. Now, you could say shutvin and still come up with terutzim like Eli's, right? You could, right? But if you believe that Zibor is corporate entity, there's no kasha to begin with.
But you could flip it also and say it's a corporate entity, but just the males.
Yeah, I wouldn't ever go in that direction because I think it's pasha that men, women, and children are all part of Klal Yisrael.
No, B'nai Yisrael. Just the males.
Okay, you can say that. I won't say that. I think that's wrong, but okay. Fine.
Oh, I don't know what...
Oh, I'm just saying, it's not like a bad idea, Kivi Eiger saying no shekels. Let's say shekels.
But this is a very surprising... It is a very surprising... There's no way of looking at this except it being a surprising Rabbi Eiger. There are Look, it's just one of those things. You know, it's like, look, if a woman came to me and said, I don't daven musaf because I possibly will be eager, I would say, that's weird, lumdus is bad, but that is from...
Who's Asr in the daven?
Well, presumably, Brach Lamatala.
Oh, it could be in the daven, worst case scenario.
No, you can't do Musaf Nadava, right? In Phil's Musaf Nadava.
Women aren't allowed, they're not allowed to do the part of the taxes if they wanted to?
No.
I mean, not on
time. You can, and Musaf, you can never do Nadava. Yeah. Or even Rosh Chodesh or something. Right? You know, a woman who would do that reminds me of the women who apparently, someone told me that when they were at Harvard many years ago, there were two women who always used to, they would daven mincha every day for tzibur, to get the ma'alav kavod, you know, to tfilas tzibur, but they would leave for Mariv and go to the base medrash and learn. Because they had gone to Lindenbaum, or before it was Lindenbaum, when it was still Bravender's, still whatever, Berea, whatever it was called, and Rabbi Bravender's had paskin for them, like the Mishnah Berura, that women are pturos from Ma'ariv, because it's Rishos, right? Which, again, I haven't agreed with the Rav, that that's a very bad read of the Sugya, but the Mishnah Berura does paskin this way. It's not like a... this is a pretty mainstream position as things go.
Yeah.
And... yes, to disagree with him. But literally, that's actually why I just did it. But Rabbi Bravender Paskin, like the Mishnah Berura, and it said, look, so you might as well do something meaningful during that time, so why daven Mariv? Go and set a Seder Kavua, right? And then and the man who was telling me this said it was terrible because he's like one of these, you know, he's a Talmud Chacham, but, you know, davening doesn't quite resonate with him and he feels much more connected to God when he's learning Torah. And he felt it was Loeg LaRush, right? Like, no, let me come instead. Let me. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so if, you know, if a woman went out and said, I will not daven Musaf because Rabbi Akiva says so, but I will learn Kachim to get the kiyum of being involved in Kachim because it's ki'ilu hikriva, I would say that is very weird lumdus on so many levels, but also very, very from. Okay. But we saw the first
why
quiz.
They the devas from
what?
Why don't they say the devas from
Yeah.
I mean, you could do the Never Mara, but you really could. You definitely could, but it's not meaningful. Yes. I mean, look, I know for Rabbi Bravender also that he is one of those people who doesn't find tefillah. He's told me that he finds it very difficult to really get into tefillah, so that's part of probably what motivated him is that. And to be fair, for a lot of us, tefillah is. Yes, look, this is not a new problem. If you look in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, in Brachos, it has this amazing, you know, several lines of Yerushalmi where different members of Chazal explain what they do during davening. And like one of them is, I count the bricks on the wall. And one of them is like, one of them is like, I am thankful to my head because it knows when to bow because my mind isn't there. Right? Like they're very explicit about the fact that they had as much problems with Tvila as we do. Anyways. Okay, let's continue in the grizzes. So again, in Menachos, Chav Aleph. Okay. So he had been Bukhar Biabna Kokon Chol and Khona and Rashi with Tarchi and my Kamash from Zed, the Heaven the Muscle and the Tiro Pshid the Chol Masters came with Tarchi. Fine.
Where are you,
next quiz, number 6. So he says, first of all, I don't understand the problem with his Motzer and Letzibor, because obviously they could give it to Motzer and Letzibor. I don't know what the problem is. Right, this is where I got it from, because Rashi, right, the Bar Chum is quoting Rashi. Anyway, so he said, "Begumara hey had been bochre biavne kol koin shogel nechote." Confirms begumara the zorba klam p'turim milish kol the koin shogel by mesir letzibor dvar Torah. V'hava mina dechayshinan shemalim sir yafa kmashal anayin sham. V'yesh la'ayin bechol p'turim milish kol ibay kain gam kain mesir letzibor. Does everybody else need mesir letzibor? He neiramba milish kolim kasev the ktanim nashim p'turim milish kol. Sorry, they are allowed to volunteer. Yep. So why they shouldn't be allowed to do Musaf, I actually don't know.
Should be an option for them, according to
you would think, right? But he says they can't. I don't know. It's a good question. I actually don't know. But he says, "V'tzarach lomer degamgin ma'ishem masul letzibor." So he said, maybe he'll just say, "Oh, they're also masul letzibor." El tzarachin ech mahani bekatam mesir letzibor came in the inu barak nai. He said, "That shouldn't work because it includes ketanim. That doesn't work." Venire Lomar, so what's the simple answer to that question?
I'm looking for the question.
Ah, so the Grizz says, wait a second. So does it mess it up if a Isha or a Katan gives it to the Tzibor? They're not supposed to be Bailam on the Karban. So he says, oh, they must be Moshal at Tzibor. He said that's very good for women, right? They can like give it over to the Tzibor, so it's not their money anymore, right? But Katanim can't do that. The fact that Katanim
has money.
But the Rambam says that they're allowed to. That Katanim can donate if they want, and it'll work. But he says, how? They don't have the right. They can own money. They just can't do it with Maisa Kinyan. Right? They're allowed to own money.
No, how do they...
They're giving away the father's permission, right?
No, they have no Maisa Kinyan.
How do they have money?
No, they can do it. No, because someone can be Machna to them, because then he's doing the Maisa Kinyan.
And it can never go away from them until they're 30.
Correct. That's the problem with the Esrog. That's why you never give your Esrog to your child.
Really?
Yeah.
So even if my father says you can give it away, I can't? That's from my cousin.
No,
this is a big problem. Yeah, because Katan can't give it away. He can be Kone, but he can't be Machne.
And the father can't Machne for him.
No, once he's Machne to the kid, it's to the kids.
Oh.
I don't know that.
Yes. So the Grizz says you have a real problem, right? This is a very brisk Shaila. He's saying, oh, the Rambam says that a Katan can do it, but the Katan can't be Machne. So what's the simple answer? Again, if you think corporate entity, that's fine, because he's not being Machne, he's putting in the coffers, and it's Mamela, right? Once he's part of the Tzibor, there's no Kinyan. It's not like Shutvin, I have to give it over to the other Shutvin.
No, I'm still giving it. Isn't he still giving it? Even against his corporate entity, he's still giving it to the
corporate. Nah, you don't need Kinyan, right? He's participating in the Tzibor. It's like magic, right?
He's
corporate entity.
Not to anybody. I'm in a corporate entity.
He's giving it to entity.
All that matters is the law in the corporate entity. When I give something in order, it never belongs to me.
Can you make a
hefker? But if you read about Pen, then
it's
well, then
wouldn't
you
know,
I don't know. Can you make some
I don't think so, but I have to look it up.
If he can, I don't know how I can give it to the corporate entity.
Look, for me, I think it softens the question, but you don't like it. Okay, so what does the Grizz say? The Grizz says, when you're a Lomar, then Mitzir Lomar, if you're a Lomar, the Meyer called him Hekdesh. Shem Kein Lomahani, Achkach, Hekdesh, Avachar, Hekdesh, Shuv, Shalom, Moshul, Tzibur, the Shuvin, Shalo. He said, it can't mean that you give it over before Hekdesh. The Hekdesh is a din. Right? When you're Makdesh something, it becomes the Tzibor.
So it's not giving it away to be Makdesh in that
Correct. And Tzibor is Memela. But that, I think, also goes in this direction, right? That it's not really Shutfen, right? It's just that it's a din, Hekdesh Shel Tzibor. It's just like a din, right? It's not like he can be Makdish. Why can he be Makdish? Good question, right?
That's a different question.
Correct, but I think, right, that does go in this direction, right? He's saying, look, what does it mean to be Moshal at Tzibor? It doesn't mean literally to give it to the Tzibor. It means to be Makdish it, and Mimela, then it's defined communally.
Right? He's not giving it away. Allah's kind of taking it from him.
Correct, and giving it to this idea, the Hekdish Shel Tzibor, right? 7, another Grizz. Vinei tzarech iyun, right? He quotes the Gemara again, right? Kohanim darshim mikras elazmak mozes kohen kalil tiyeh. Vinei tzarech iyun. Kevin mikomako minchas tziburhi. Imkene kohanim gamken miskaprim ba v'din minchas kohanim. Wait, did I just put the same one twice?
No.
It was another time when he asked the same question. They just put it there, right? It's the same question. Let's just find his answer him here. Three lines down, right? It's because he tries again. V'ayefsher lomar de be'emes gam hechad ha-mincha himamon kohanim l'chud is be'din minchas kohen de kolil. V'araya de minchas kohenes avdi miskar min komokam kem di ishlo bal chelek ba'amamon mikre minchas kohanim avi kolil. He says maybe it's because really a mincha, even if it has any din of minchas kohen, it would be burnt. V'mkein lefizei shlomo de'ena nachanami de'bel shel tzibor ein din minchas kohenim mitzad mash kohenim miskaprin mishum hachi lo ichbatlan v'miskaprim gama kohenim kevin dezeh din de minchas tzibor ein akalel v'mishoklen imkein hayalem chelek mamon v'alzeh kvar haya din kalil. This is the answer I wanted to say before, that maybe mincha is just different. Right? That mincha, the mamonos, does matter, right?
As opposed to being
right? And therefore, mincha is going to be different. That explains why this case is going to be different. Okay, he says, "Amnam mikol makom tzarchiyon came to so-called Tosh Kolim Shaykh Litzim Gainze Mamon Hayachid v'tzarchiyon." In the end, there still leaves some problems. Okay, so that's a few more sheetahs. Again, I think more of the evidence is described more easily from understanding corporately. You don't like it? We've defended the other position. That's fine. I put the Karen Ora here also. Karen Ora in 12 on Hurrios. We have time, I guess, because he's still going also. Ufiz is really Rabbi Yosef. The Bishut v'nami nemru hani chatos hameso sheshon Bishut tafos. So Rabbi Yosef says, by shutfis you have a din of chatos hameso. V'tzarach lovin, my shnovet tzibor delo gemira lemisa. Right? He just posed the question, what's the difference between shutfin and tzibor? Afilu elu sheshon b'tzibor came until sphere later of Yosef leader shimon debechad makom gemira lemisa b'shutfin. Okay, my shnovet tzibor delasnu. He says, by Misa I understand, Misvara. He said, why should there be a difference? He said, okay, maybe you'll say that Tzibor doesn't die, but he didn't explain what that means. But what if it's part of the Tzibor got kapara? Right? Tzibor can get kapara. Right? Maybe you think it's a halacha. The Tzibor can't die, but the Tzibor can get kapara. So if some people in the Tzibor got kapara, it should be the same thing, right? The same thing is true of a chatas, shenis kapru ba'ilim. It also dies.
Right.
Right? So it's a tzarek lomer, to be svar ba'alma, sphere layer of Yosef, lachalik bin tzibur l'shutfin. He says it must be that he thinks that they are fundamentally different categories. The cave in the tzibur ain't ba'ilim yuchadin. Said, what's the point? Tzibur has no ba'ilim, no specific ba'ilim. Meaning, lo ichbat lanim skapru ba'ilim amesu ba'ilim. Avo shutfin ba'ilim yuchadin hevek yachid. Said shutfin, right? This is exactly what I said, right? Shutfin is 1 plus 1 plus 1. Tzibor is
one,
zero, infinite, right? Meaning there are no bilim. That's his point. It's not a conglomerate of bilim. There's just no bilim. No bilim yuchadim. It's owned by the community, whatever that means, right? El lefizeh lo yisyashiv at the gomer shani kam dekrei kol my etc. Let's. Okay, we'll stop there. We won't have time to get into the other things, but I think that Karen Ora is really going in this direction. I think it's most to stop there. If you want to defend the other position, look, I think Rashi holds the other position. We've seen a few other halachot sort of along the way. Okay.